Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one in my lucky dip today comes from Jane, who says, my biggest challenge is being overweight. I don't look good in my clothes and I can't do some of the styling with my clothes that I could if I was thinner. My classic rectangular body that goes with my classic style has disappeared. And I've actually included another one here, similar sort of vein. Samantha, I have bloomed to a size 18 to 20. At 5'4", so quite petite, I feel and look like an apple on a stick. And I feel both these bodies have probably turned into O shapes. And this is really common at the moment with pandemic weight. Many of us are carrying it. It is something that has been a fairly global phenomenon, I think. And especially with body shape changes, we can feel really down on ourselves. And I did do a post the other day all about dressing yourself with kindness. And I do recommend going and having a look at that one, because I think it's a really important thing to stop being so down on ourselves and actually to start to treat ourselves more kindly and be a bit gentler with ourselves instead of just feeling bad and that there's something wrong with you and then having negative self-talk every time you try and get dressed in the morning and look in the mirror. So if you have gone from being a straighter shape to an O shape, what are some of the tips for dressing with style? Because you can have style in every body shape. Everybody can have style. There is no one body shape that is the one that gets all the style. In fact, everybody can have style in their own way. So things to think about if you have an O shape. So generally, this is where we don't want to draw attention to the tummy, because that's something that we are not feeling as happy about often. So things we can do is think about bypassing the tummy. So don't look for garments that have a natural waisted shape. So if it has a belt on it, not for you. If it has details at the waist, not for you. If it has any sort of horizontal line at the waist, not for you. Instead, one of the best tricks for the O shape is to dress in a column of colour, an inner column of colour. So same colour top and bottom, and then an outer layer that is in an alternate colour. This will create, the outer layer will create verticals through your body, which is going to be slimming. It's going to be narrower than your body. And then the inner column does not cut you up in the middle, which many clothes do when we have a change of color between our top and our bottom. So the inner column of collar, and that can be a little bit darker. And then the outer layer is either lighter or brighter than that inner layer. And that is going to work really well for your O-shaped body. Tip two, put something great in the portrait area. Like, I go on about this all the time. But if we put something distracting up here, then people are not looking down here. So do look for some sort of distraction. So necklaces, scarves, earrings, all those sorts of things, some funky glasses, whatever is your style, do that. And then, add that personality in. And this is where often when we get larger than we like and the clothing does become more limited. There is not as much choice to find. And this is one of the issues I know that can also be really, really frustrating, is that we no longer have the choice of as many stores as we used to have. So this is where finding those pieces that express our personality and that make us feel good are really, really important. And not just settling for anything because you can get it on your body. This is a really important thing to do, is to not just settle for anything, to try and find those pieces that are a reflection of who we are and do make us feel like we're expressing our personality through our clothing as well. So they're just some little easy tips. I've got, go onto the blog, download my body shape Bible, my O body shape Bible. That'll give you heaps of tips about dressing for your shape. But it takes a while to get to know your new shape as well. And this is something too that we often can be a little bit, expecting our brains to change overnight, to be able to accept the change overnight. And that may not, it can take a long time. I know when I changed my hair colour from, brunette to blonde, it took me a year to get used to seeing myself like that in the mirror. So same kind of things with body shape changes. It takes quite a long time for us to adjust to these changes. So it is something to be kind, to be gentle, but to also, you know, take some care and attention and find the pieces that you do like. You know, that they may not be the clingy pieces, they may not be the shapes you used to wear, but there are things out there that are going to make your current body look great. Okay, next question today comes from Kimberly, who says, my biggest challenge is reining it all in. I adore clothes. I have way too much. I love all of it. I've spent the last few years downsizing and I've gotten rid of a lot, but my closet is still overflowing. I wear outfits in rotation, so everything gets worn at some point. It's overwhelming most of the time. I would love to cut it down by half. So it's interesting you say you are overwhelmed. So this is where, when we have a kind of possibilities personality, where our brain sees possibilities in everything, it can be very hard to rein it in. It can be hard to say no to things when there's, you know, a possibility this could work or that could work, it could be worn in another way. And what I've found with my clients who are like this is the best thing to do is to develop a style recipe and really stick to it. So this style recipe has to be an expression of you, and I do have heaps of blog posts on about developing style recipes. But this style recipe is something you are going to run every single garment past and every single outfit past. And if it does not meet your style recipe, it doesn't get to stay, because it can be really hard to decide what to let go of. And I do know people have this possibilities mindset. They go, oh, I could just see, you know, possibly one day I could wear it with something else, or, you know, like there's still possibilities in it, rather than sometimes accepting that maybe it's not exactly who you are. So I do find if you have a really great style recipe, that this can make it easier. Like, you need to have your criteria on what to say yes to and what to say no to, and then you have to stick to those criteria, rather than like the, it just could work one day, maybe if I did this or that or something else. And that can so easily happen. So do get yourself a style recipe. Spend some time to create that style recipe. Other things that can be really useful is making sure that every garment is flattering on your body. It's very easy to have picked up garments over the years that are less flattering. So make a decision. Is this garment really flattering and how I want, you know, to fit, you know, to be on my body? Is it comfortable? Is it something that when you put it on, you feel comfortable, and then you just go, I don't feel like I have to suck in my stomach, or I have to change something about myself to feel stylish in this outfit? Is it physically comfortable? Does it scratch? Does it itch? Does it constrict you anyway? So any of those things, if you're trying to reduce the amount in your wardrobe and you've got a lot, these are really good questions to ask, where sometimes we can ignore, you know, some discomfort or sort of bits and pieces because of that possibilities mindset. And what I want you to do is actually to start going, which are the really best pieces? Which are the pieces I love the most? And then which are the pieces that maybe there's something a little bit wrong with them, you know, that maybe if you're going to let something go, this is something you can let go of. Find those criteria, having that style recipe, how comfortable it is, it both mentally, physically, emotionally, and I do have blog posts about that as well, and that it works for your body, and of course that it works for your colouring as well. So this is where, if we can start to limit, you know, in some ways we want to put some boundaries around it. Instead of your wardrobe being like the ocean, which is just this amorphous place that goes on forever, it goes around the entire planet, it does not start, it does not stop. How about making it more into a swimming pool? And it can still be a, you know, Olympic-sized swimming pool, but it's got boundaries, it's got lanes, it's a bit more structured, and it actually will make it easier and less overwhelming. The ocean is overwhelming. Imagine having to swim the entire ocean. You just wouldn't know where to start, where to stop. But with a swimming pool, we can swim from one end to the other. It's a bit more structured. And that's where you are reducing that overwhelm in you. So hopefully there's something there, but I do recommend just start with that style recipe and start with what really works for you. And then at the end of every day, every time you wear something, make a real assessment about, is that piece really working for me? Is that garment something that I'm really loving, or was it a bit ho-hum? Because if it's not, if it's a bit more of an, oh, it's okay, then that's something that you could let go, rather than something you go, no, no, I really love these pieces. And you'll know in yourself, there's a feeling. It's like Marie Kondo talks about sparking joy. You know, there is often a feeling inside, and I see it in my clients when we're going through wardrobes and they're trying things on, and I can tell immediately if something is something they love and or something they don't love. I can see it in their body. It just immediately happens. So notice that in yourself as you put on your clothes too, as you wear through your wardrobe. And then make those decisions and let the pieces go. Last question today comes from Monica, who said, my problem is mainly with what would look good on me, which colours to keep in my wardrobe, how many colours for my casual lifestyle. I'm looking to make myself a guided plan with what I'm looking for, and any help would be appreciated. So the first thing is you need to get a colour analysis. You need to figure out which colours are working for you. Now, you know, you can come to someone like me, have a professional colour analysis. That is such a great investment because you get your colour swatch in that, you get your signature colours, and that gives you a really great set of guidelines to work with that's going to put your wardrobe together. Now, if I know not everybody can afford a colour analysis, so there are things you can look at, and I do have plenty of blog posts about looking for colours. So there's blog posts I have on what colour neutrals to choose based on your hair colour. Things like that can be really helpful to go, well, they are the basis of which my wardrobe is, you know, created around, is what are my base neutrals. So I might pick 2 to 3 neutrals that are my best neutrals. So when I used to have black hair, my best neutrals were, and very dark brown hair, my best neutrals were black and very dark brown and navy blue. Now that when I went blonde, then white became my new black, still had a bit of navy blue, not as much though, a bit too dark, a lighter navy blue, and just started wearing a little bit of grey. Now that my hair's gone grey, I'm finding that grey is my main neutral, and then I've still got my white and also a little bit of navy because I've got the blue eyes, so they'll always be there. But you can see that my neutrals have changed based on my hair colour. So starting with your hair colour as a what is my best kind of neutral is a really great way to go. Then look at your eye colour. What colours are in your eye? Get a good mirror, have a look in some good lighting, and have a look what's in there. So if you've got kind of olivey green shades, then olivey greens are going to be fantastic for you. If you've got blue eyes, then you'll find that there'll be a range of blues. You might have tealy blues eyes where you've got teals and blues. You might have brown eyes. You might find when you look at brown eyes come in a lot of different colours too. You'll have golden browns, you'll have bronzy or more orange browns, you'll have more red browns, some burgundy browns. And so depending on the version of your brown eyes, you'll find that browns could be great, but there will also be something in that somewhere between, you know, kind of yellow, orange, red, burgundy that can also be really great for you as well. And you know, so you know, if you're not really sure, experiment. Notice which colors you get more compliments when you're wearing, those sorts of things, and that can start to help you build up a wardrobe. And then of course look at the color wheel and go, well, how many colors do I want to wear, what's my value contrast, what's my color contrast, and start to build a wardrobe based around those principles, because it will really help you to figure out what is working for you. And in my Colour Masterclass, I do have a video and a workbook that's really in depth for working out your colour and value contrast too, for putting together outfits. But just having, you know, a swatch that is already a predefined set of colours is so valuable. And this is why, you know, that these colours all work together. And, you know, so when you're building a wardrobe, it becomes really easy because you've already got that pre-designed set of colours. And these colours all work together. But I wouldn't necessarily mix these colours together. There's, you know, definitely some clashing in here. I wouldn't want to mix, you know, kind of those with those. They just don't work together. So it is that sort of thing to know, having your pre-designed set of colours just makes building that wardrobe really easy. It means you'll actually save a lot of money. It means you can have way fewer clothes and create way more outfits. So if you are on a budget, then, or, you know, you just don't want to have a big wardrobe, whatever it may be, it really can help you to limit down to colours that all work together, and that then make it much easier when you are building that wardrobe and deciding what new comes into that wardrobe. So I hope you've had some great tips there today. If you want a colour analysis, I do them online as well as in person. And I also do them as part of my 7 Steps to Style program as well. So thanks again for watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.